You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Now plug yourself in the ass. It's the time for another Go Plug Yourself podcast.
We talked about all the same things.
Exactly. We were like, try to pretend like we're shocked with the anecdotes. Yeah. Pretty terrible. So this is, we're going to start it off right away. Episode 4. All these episodes I think will be up on Saturday morning. Episode 4 of our Fringe miniseries. We swapped out Walter for female Walter. Sarah's with us.
Hey.
Sarah was on the brunch fight episode, because Walter's doing his brunch fight. Yeah. And returning to the show, all the way from Australia, John Bennett.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always. You have a standing slot with us every time you're in town.
Good.
Except for last year. But I don't know. I think something happened. I vaguely remember trying to set something up with you and then
I'm not
getting it. Oh. I know my schedule last year was complete and total garbage. Like, I was working nights and all that stuff. And I had a smaller window to record podcasts. Now I can just pop in, record one a day or whatever. And
great.
Do what you do. So welcome back to Montreal, John.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Sarah was asking me earlier, Sarah.
Yeah.
This is where you can talk.
So
I had the same question.
Fringe show, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
What keeps making you come back to Montreal?
Oh, I really love it. I don't know, really. Like, let's be honest. Like, it's not the place where you earn all the money and everything, but it is. It is the funnest. I reckon probably the funnest festival that I do. And so I did 18 festivals last year. I'll do 19 this year.
Wow.
And Montreal's always the one where I've got to have a little break afterwards. And just take it easy for a bit. And
Party.
I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's the 13th hour thing or something.
Do they not do that at other fringes? Or is that like
They do, but it's not the same.
They just don't go as hard?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of dancing. I mean, Adelaide Fringe, there's a big thing like that.
Okay.
Which, again, I have to have a little break after that. But, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what we had James Mullinger on the show, and he was talking about how he, like, set plans at 5 a.m. on an after party for JFL, and he's like, and this show this year are those plans. Like, he was like...
Oh, right.
He was, like, talking to Amy at Théâtre Sainte-Catherine after party for JFL something, and she was like, oh, like, come and, like, and we'll work everything out. And he's like, and now they happen. He's like, Montreal is the city where you can make plans at 5 a.m. on a weekday morning, and then it happens. Like, it became a thing.
That's great. So, well, hopefully that'll happen to me. I'll make something for next year, this year, at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Because you're also at ZooFest this year, right, too?
Yes.
I mean, like, we're equal opportunity podcasters, so you don't need to stick to Fringe. You can talk about the ZooFest shows also.
This is really... I honestly don't know what it is about Montreal. I mean, I really love being here. No, I've been here 5 times now.
So did
for
you...
For long periods of time as well.
Yeah, and you're always here... Pretty long, too. I remember we were doing comedy shows and stuff well after the Fringe ended last time.
Yeah, I've been here for, like, months at a time, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just my, like, second home or something.
Well, that's a good city to have as a second home, I suppose. Yeah. So, do you want to tell us about the show?
This year.
Story Whore?
Yeah, it's called Story Whore. It's a brand new show.
Yep.
I'm still sort of writing it and putting it together. Show's on tonight, by the way, guys. 8:15.
Oh, great. go at 8:15 if you want to see new material.
Yeah, well, it's sort of... I think that's the thing with Montreal as well. Every festival... It's really interesting. Every festival that I... When I've done here, after I've done it here, the show that I've done has really taken off.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So I think here is good... I'm not afraid to change things, and every show might be a bit different and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then after that, so I'll do a show here, like Dad's Deaths I did here.
Yeah.
And then I did that at another festival, and, you know, here it was okay.
Yeah.
But the other festival, like, 5-star reviews, then I did in Edinburgh.
So you never give your best in Montreal.
I try to.
So Montreal's your workshop city.
Yeah, maybe it is. Because I remember
it's all that partying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. And pretending things are a cock that I did here.
Yeah.
When I did it here 4 years ago, it was weird. It was, like, weirder than it is now. It involved a guy called George Hamilton Braithwaite. Do you know him?
Yeah. We didn't have him on the show, but we had...
Morgan.
We had Morgan on the show, the co-writer of his show this year.
So, Pretending Things Are a Cock 4 years ago just started with George walking across the... I just met him.
Yeah.
And I said, do you want to just do a bit at the start? And he just, like, he walked on with a suitcase, and then it was all weird about him traveling, and then he would introduce me and we'd stand behind the lecterns like we were lecturing about cocks, and the whole show is completely different now. Yeah. But that, I don't know why I did that. It was weird.
You were drunk.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Possibly
they
hammered.
They're all okay here, but then afterwards they seem to do really well.
Tighten them up and bring them on the road.
Yeah, so this show, I mean, it's okay. I've done it. I did it in Melbourne, and I did a bit in Adelaide.
Okay.
So I've done it a few times. But I'm still working it out.
The stuff play better here or Australia? Like, because I mean, I'm sure I know there must be some cultural references that you drop in Australia,
yeah,
and they're like, "Yeah, I get that."
Yeah.
And here they're like, "What?"
There's one that I'm arguing over right now with myself for tonight. I'm like, "Oh, well, does anyone know who Crowded House are?
Nope.
The band?
Nope."
That is going to be a great joke then. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
You could teach us about Crowded House just so we get the joke later.
Yeah, I mean, I play their song like 5 times throughout the show and reference the lyrics, so we'll see what happens with that.
See how that goes?
Yeah, but the show is basically set in the Montreal airport where I was detained for accidentally having pepper spray in my carry-on luggage, and I was detained by this woman and got made to sit with her for like an hour. And it's sort of the story of me meeting her and then us for some reason talking about the loves of our lives and stuff. And so it's it goes through the loves of my life from when I was 6 years old until now. Yeah.
So it's a
love story.
It's another biographical.
Yeah, I mean, so I can't really do anything else.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could put stuff together if you wanted to. But I was like, eventually we're going to have like your entire life story just pieced together. We got your dad, we got your brother, we have your traveling.
Yeah.
Now we have your love stories.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is as well that I've run out of family members. Like, so all the other ones are about family members and the rest of my family are boring. But
there's got to be some mom stuff that you can...
No, my mom's boring. There's a bit... In this show, there's a bit of stuff about my nana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a crazy nana or no?
She would quite often call me and my brothers faggots.
Wow.
Without even blinking, just, come here, you little faggot, like that.
Yeah.
And we would tell her off, and, well, my mum would tell her off, and she'd say, I can call my grandchildren whatever I want.
Yeah.
And a faggot is a bundle of sticks.
Yeah. My mom used to call us twats a lot.
Yeah,
she's
right.
She's British, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, but still, that's hardly something you should call your children.
Yeah.
Like, she'd be like, you silly twat. And you're like, Mom.
Yeah, come on.
Like, I understand that, like, especially at the time, like, this is, like British slang hadn't really hit, like, we didn't have Lockstock and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have British slang movies and whatever, but, like, we knew, because my mom was British, but, like, not a lot of other people would know. Like, so, like, if you heard someone, like, in a store saying twat, you wouldn't necessarily, like, know, like, oh, that's a vagina.
Yeah.
You know?
It's yeah.
Just, like, you wouldn't pick up the same thing because this is like early 90s and stuff. But my mom would literally be like, you silly twats, and just being like, get over here, you twat. And like, you're like,
that's funny.
Mom, cut that out.
I don't know if that's right. Yeah.
I think it's just because my mom is mean.
Yeah, mom's just mean. My nana was at least a bit confused and stuck in another era.
Yeah.
Your mom's just really mean.
My mom knew what she was saying.
Yeah.
she was still
stuck with it.
Because, like, and also, like, being British too, you could, like, because they also say like they say cunt a lot, not necessarily referring to vagina, but referring more to just like a thing.
Yeah,
so I think like in her mind, twat was just a less shitty way to say cunt. You know,
yeah.
Like so she might have like, oh, I downgraded myself. This is polite, and you're like, no, but still in very England, impolite.
In England and Australia, that's like you know that's it's not that shocking to put the C what we call the C bomb in.
Yeah.
But here, oh boy.
It's a very bad word.
Yeah,
no, my cousins and stuff just, like, it means just like a, most of the time, it just means like a horrible person.
It is, it's
like,
a horrible
but
word.
It doesn't necessarily mean, like, even a woman or anything.
No.
There's no real gender attached to the British.
No. But
the
you call
British
people
version.
Dicks as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we say dicks
a
lot.
You can call someone a dick, you can't call them a cunt.
Yeah. I can lovably call someone a dick.
But if you're full,
you're a silly little dick.
But if
no,
you're fully, if you're fully British, fully British, you can still you could use it as a reverend. This kind over here, I've known him 20 years, you know, and you're like,
it is like that in New Zealand as well. They say it a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that went somewhere, didn't it?
Sure. So yeah, so do you want to talk about a little bit about ZooFest or whatever? Or
Yeah, sure. So I'll be doing ZooFest, which I'll be doing. So Montreal gets a lot of my shows as well. So I'll be doing Fire in the Meth Lab and My Dad's Deaths for that.
Yeah.
Cool. So if you haven't seen it, we can go see that go at and ZooFest. See them.
You can piece together the whole of John's life.
Yeah.
If you go see all,
trilogy.
You can only see the trilogy because you're not doing Cox here, right?
No, you're right.
So you can't. You can't see the trilogy of your life.
Yes.
You can see three parts of the quadrilogy in one summer.
Yes.
If you're so inclined.
If you really want to.
And you're doing like the. I looked at your ZooFest schedule. That's crazy. You're doing like back-to-back shows for a month or something.
Oh, right? I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. My manager was just like, "Do you want to do? They want you to do ZooFest." I was like, "Okay, it was okay last year. My three shows that I did.
Yeah.
That was fine.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, they want you to do both shows." And you'll be doing like 14 of them.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Why? Why would this happen? So that's it's going to be interesting. At least with ZooFest, you don't lose money.
Because
it's all just done.
Yeah, so it's already, it's taken care of.
Yeah, so like hopefully people come to them.
I think so.
Yeah. Like most, because like ZooFest with the affiliation and the timing and Just for Laughs and all that stuff, like there's like a network.
Yeah.
That's built around, because like Fringe is really like you need to sell your own tickets.
Yeah.
Whereas like those things are like, they sell the tickets for you.
There's it's
like
a lot more relaxing.
Exactly. There's easy websites that you can go to and buy tickets and publicity that happens whether you're involved or not. You'll have your name on a poster whether you ask or not. You know?
Yeah, it's always much easier that way.
So there's a whole publicity machine versus go up to the park and staple some...
Yeah.
Staple the poster on the fence and
hope no one covers it. I've got no posters up. I've handed out no flyers.
Like, it's my fourth year. Everyone knows who I am.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I didn't even know that. I still feel really guilty. I'm just incredibly lazy. And this is the other thing, the guys at the Fringe. I think these days, I mean, hopefully, this is what I hope, is that they see me as, like, a lovable scamp. Because, you know, I always get phone calls, John, have you done your tech yet? What tech? So I haven't teched my show either. So there's I've had no practice, no nothing. I've got to start... And
little
just
less,
do it.
Little less than 3 hours to go before the
show.
Yeah, for a show that I don't really know what I'm doing.
Right.
And I've had no tech.
Right.
And we'll see.
Worst comes worst, you'll yell.
Yes.
You're like, oh, there's audio is all messed up.
Yeah, I'll yell it. I do make sure I can do my shows no matter what.
Yeah. That's
so it'll be interesting, though. Yeah.
You'll totally be fine.
Yeah.
You've done it before, though, you said. So
I have done it before. Yeah.
You're
my
just
memory gets.
I'm tweaking it, so it's
fine. Yes, yeah, yeah. The problem will be, when I did it in Adelaide, I did my very first show of it in Adelaide. So I go through the loves of my life, and then I got to a bit which is very, not sad, but like really personal about my like girlfriend, me wanting to propose to my girlfriend, and then before we get a chance, she tells me that she's moving to a different state, and we break up instead of that moment.
Yeah.
And then I find out that when she was with me, she sort of put the effort in with her old... She planned to have me as her boyfriend while she had another boyfriend, you know what I mean? And then I didn't know any of this at the time.
So she didn't have a day of being single.
Yeah.
She was luring you on while she was breaking off another one, so she just like... There's a bit of overlap, and just then off I go with my new boyfriend.
Yeah, and then so I've told all these people these love stories and everything, and everyone thinks this is the culmination of that. And then that happens, and then I looked at my watch and went, oh, shit, we're done. I've finished, I've gone over time now, we're out. And I had a bunch of, I think there were like 14 to 17-year-old girls in the audience, like probably about 10 of them.
Yeah.
And they all waited downstairs for me to pack up and come in, and they were... so angry, just really angry and upset that I would finish a show like that, but I ran out of time. There was nothing
devastated.
I could do. Sorry.
Into that are just devastated.
Yeah, they're just like, what do you mean? So you're just sad all the time now? They're kind of worried that I was
love is a lie, teenagers. Yeah. Every movie has lied to you.
Oh God.
The end.
So upset. So I had to sit them in a little room and I took them through the rest.
Like, boy. No, I pull it together.
That's kind
at the
of
end.
A good way to end the show too. You're like, everyone's expecting like something lighthearted, and then boom.
Yeah. See you later.
Story.
I've been single to this
That's
day.
Life.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
I've never felt love again.
Oh, and by the show. Oh, by the way, the show's over. Get out.
Yeah. Exactly. It was very abrupt. And I've done that as well in Edinburgh one year when I was doing my dad's debts, some of you know is about how many times I thought my dad was dead growing up.
Yeah.
And so it's all the whole show was alluding to him being dead.
Yeah.
And then I actually finished the show with like this sort of nice, touching little thing about him being dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then usually I do an epilogue, which is then, guess what, guys, he's still alive. And he's here tonight. And I always point to a bit in the audience, and there's a chair reserved for him.
Yeah.
And everyone claps, and he's not there, because the show's about him not coming to any of
right.
the stuff.
Yeah.
But I got to the bit where he's dead, and then went, oh, shit, we're done. We're out of time. See you later. That's the end of the show. And people, again, left very sad.
Yeah, that one was, the whole time I was like, oh my God, he's totally dead. He's totally dead. He's dead. This is going to be super depressing.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, if you go to a show called My Dad's Deaths, there is a possibility that your dad's actually dead.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the people who get upset with pretending things are a cock that there are no real cocks in it. I get that a lot.
It says pretend.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had guys that, like, I've done that show, like, late in music festivals.
Yeah.
So, like, I've got this little area where people come to it, and I've had, like, really drunk people just, like,
where
are the real cocks? What do you mean? There's not any cocks. And then they've stormed out and they've started yelling at people. Don't go in there. Don't go in there. There's no real cocks. He doesn't even get his real one out.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Do you have any other shows, like other than your own show, obviously? Do you have anything you're looking forward to seeing?
I want to see the Sex T-Rex guys show.
They're usually mainstays.
Yeah. And I've only ever seen them once and in little bits.
Okay.
I saw, I think it was last year, I saw a rehearsal just for me of the, of Shane Adamczak and Al's, Al France and...
Oh, the Bananarama.
Yeah. And I saw that they did at the rehearsal sort of just...
Flapjack Cadillac. There
yeah. Just for me. And I was crying at one stage. It was so...
A good mix of they all have very different comedic styles, and it's just, it's kind of cool to see them come together and pull.
Al did a thing that had me crying, and it was just perfect. So yeah. I wonder if he's going to do that in this, or maybe he's done it before, but I don't know.
I think this might be the first Montreal showing a Flapjack Cadillac.
Yeah, I think they were doing a run or something here.
Because they did it in Moncton, I think, last year. I don't think they ever did it in Montreal, so. Maybe that bit.
Hopefully,
survived.
It'll be in there. It's really, really funny.
Are you gonna check out Al's solo show?
Yes, we'll see that as well.
Yeah.
This is the thing with these festivals. You just see friend shows. That's all. You can't afford to see non-friends shows. You want to.
Yeah.
But you've got to do your service.
Yeah. Like we're incredibly guilty on the site and just in general of like, I think I've seen maybe a single French fringe show in my life. And it's like, and I've been volunteering. I started as a volunteer in like 1998 or something. And it's like, in like 15 years of vaguely being around the fringe, I think I've seen one French show.
Really?
And there's just no time because I have friends performing.
Yeah.
And then there's other stuff, and then there's this, and like work and whatever. And it's like, it's not for any. I'm sure the shows are great.
Yeah.
It's just that you're like, you start to budget your time, and you're like, but I don't know those people. And
You haven't.
Like it's such a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't know that group of people. I would literally just be like, this title in three lines looks interesting.
Yeah.
Which I mean, it's part of Fringe also. You can definitely,
There are people. We hope there's people like that who read those things and go to stuff. But
yeah, exactly. But
for me, it's tough. I just go to Fringe shows.
Yeah. That works. And party.
Yes, and mess around. It's really fun.
so you're here for what, till almost...
You're here for like a month?
After here, I go to San Diego, and I do the Fringe there with pretending things are a cock.
Okay.
And then I'll come back for Zoo Fest after that.
So you're going to get some nice weather, and then come back to the terrible dreariness of Montreal.
It's usually nice, isn't it?
Montreal doing its best impersonation of Scotland. That's,
except here's sweatier. Right.
Yeah, more muggy because we don't have any ocean breeze, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edinburgh is just cold sometimes. But it's
nice. We had friends from the site or whatever who went to Edinburgh, and they were there like less than a month ago, like end of May.
Okay.
And they were like, it's basically still like fall or spring.
Yeah.
Like, wear a jacket, maybe a hat, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, it sucks.
Constant rain.
Yeah, the festival there, it's, you've got to expect at least, a week or so of pouring rain.
So I think
spread out.
Yeah. Mm. So that's our 20 minutes. I guess where yeah. are you? Where's your show?
What's show the is venue? At Petite Campus.
Petite Campus. So that's a good
Prince
venue.
Arthur.
Not yeah. a not a rubbish venue.
Not a rubbish venue. It's got air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Which is always good.
It's yeah. got a bar.
Yep.
It's got lights. So it's
on there this week. It's got lights. It's one of those venues that yeah. has the lights in there. it's really lucked out with the lights this year.
I was talking about that with someone else. Like the old like late 90s Fringe. They're literally like there's a loft space and there was like a string on the ceiling with some yeah. lights attached and you're like Fringe Festival. They're like this is clearly someone's house.
Yeah, like, no, venue. I've done festivals like this. Yeah, I did Singapore earlier this year.
Yeah,
it's a great festival. Really, like massive sponsors and everything, well paid, mm-hmm. stayed in 5-star oh. accommodation, just this little group of us, mm-hmm. and then we went to the venues, and they were just rooms above pubs.
Yeah.
And one of my friends, we were doing the shows, and one of the venues didn't have a stage.
Yeah.
And that was for a bunch of people, and including my friend, who I think he's like, I reckon he'd be 2.5 foot tall.
Okay.
So he's like tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of all the people who need a stage, he yeah. is one of them. Yeah. And he's got the room without anything. So they wouldn't like.
Well, it's like there's what is it like Plaza Español or whatever.
Right.
They don't have a stage.
No. Well, I don't think they really have a stage, but they have seats. They still have kind of bench seats, like it's yeah. the venue up the street. But also, the upstairs is still like the community center. And I think it was either last year or 2 years ago, there were some people who had the joy of performing there while Spain was playing in yeah. the Euro Cup.
Oh, boy.
So, all you heard was
screaming. So you're just
upstairs.
Sort of like, you're like a quiet moment. You're just like rumbling upstairs. You're
that's
like,
awesome.
You're like, I can't have any sort of mood or anything that you're setting on stage is ruined because just upstairs there's 200 people from Spain
that is
yelling
great.
At the Euro Cup. And I imagine for World Cup, they might suffer the same fate. Anybody there? There's a chance.
You always have shows like there's always that like I was in Mission Santa Cruz. I don't think that is a venue this year.
I think so. No.
Which is the big old church there.
No, yeah. I don't think it's yeah. on there this year.
Yeah, but a couple of years ago I had the show there
mm-hmm.
On a Sunday, and the church bells went off during the cock show.
You did a cock show in a church.
Yep. And then
pretend
I
pretend the church bells are a cock.
Yeah, yeah.
I really wish I went to go see that show.
Yeah, and then I also did a festival out in Perth in Australia where I performed on Australia Day during the fireworks. No one could hear anything. No one knew what was going on. Just sat there and listened to fireworks while people looked at me.
Did you get paid for people to look yeah. at fireworks?
Yeah, I did. But
so you guys had an intimate moment?
We did. We all just sat there and listened to the beautiful explosions outside.
Nobody yeah. sees them. They're just like, yeah. like I'd love to talk, yeah. but I can't.
Well, imagine what that one looks like. I reckon it's red and sparkly. What color do you reckon that one? Oh, green and sparkly, yeah.
Exactly.
I think that one was big and it had a double explosion.
Yeah, I reckon they're doing the little snaky ones yeah. now.
That one was yeah. probably big enough that babies started crying.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Dogs are barking.
Yeah.
Maybe a car alarm went off. The best.
Yeah.
All right, so Petite Campus.
Petite Campus.
Story Whore.
And then later on in July, Fire in the Meth Lab, followed by My Dad's Deaths.
Right.
At.
We might.
Cleopatra.
I cannot promise this because I have no idea what our summer schedule is like, but we might have you come on and one day do an hour long.
Yeah, for sure.
The full me and Walter experience.
Wow, that'll be great.
Yeah,
and if you're here
Walter.
For like an.
Female Walter can come too.
Yeah,
can
all do. And if we have. We have figured out the time. You're here for a month. We can yeah. work that out.
And I'm free all the time.
You're just like, I have a show at night and
yeah. nothing.
Try not to get drunk during the day.
Try not to get drunk and watch tons of television.
Fun.
Lots I see nothing wrong with that.
But you're yeah, no, but if you're here in July and stuff, you're Jazz Fest and Just for Laughs Fest,
yeah,
and you just wander the streets and have a good time.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's always fun.
Thanks for coming out, John.
No worries.
It was a pleasure as always.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
And
cheers.
Have a great show. Break
Thank
leg
you.
Tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
Figure out, put your final details in the show.
Sorry.
I said you have to figure out the details.
Yeah.
No tech run, whatever.
This
one
will be really good.
Those those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?